Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party radio show. The time is ripe for a third party because the second party never did the job. President Trump stood alone for 4 years while others pretended to be his friend. But that does not deter the leader of the free world. He is still the leader of the free world. God bless America.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Folks, the service, the funeral service for the United States is about to begin. They're bringing in the Constitution and the coffin. Stand by. what have we learned from this election? Freedom is not safe. Freedom can be stolen. This didn't just happen on election night. This has been a 4-year plan. And the end result is the Republican Party is finished. How can you vote Republican? They're the same as the Democrats. There's a third party coming. Whether it's going to be the Spirit of America Party or somebody else's party, 80 million Americans want change, and they're going to get it. It's going to take 2 years. But our enemies can celebrate today. The enemies of freedom, they can celebrate today, but their days are numbered. The Republican Party is no more. You've seen how many traitors surfaced just when they thought that Trump was finished. They came up to stick the knives in his back. He had no support from the Republican Party. They hated his guts. The communists hate his guts. The only people that love Trump are the American people. When was the last time you heard 20,000 people shout, "We love you, President Trump"? Nobody ever got a "we love you." That's okay. Because we all learned. All the snakes came to the surface. All of the harpoon throwers came to the surface. We now know the media is no good. And high tech is no good. Not for the best interests of the American people. And we know that we've been brainwashed over 50 years. So soon, after our lamentation and mourning, we will rise up to take our country back, peacefully. But there will be the sound of the trumpet.
Are you there? Can you hear me? Let's go to a tune.
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, the storm. If I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind.
Out of my mind.
Last night, President Trump, I don't call him former President Trump like the communists do. He's my president until all the votes are counted, and they haven't been counted, and some have been discounted. And I'm hoping that the discount figure is large enough to overturn the election. And the consequences be damned. Freedom comes first. So anyway, I'm looking on Fox for what time Trump is going to be on, and I don't see Fox mentioning it. Usually, before a political event, Fox hypes it. You know, 30 minutes before, 20 minutes before, 10 minutes before. I didn't see that on Fox. So you know what I did? I went to Newsmax. And there's Newsmax, and they're telling, they're getting everybody, he'll be here, he'll be here, he'll be here. And that's, I watched the whole Trump speech on Newsmax. I don't think they had any commercials. And it was great. And it was great to see so many Americans and no communists. Our biggest problem right now is we're afraid to say the word communist. The media won't say the word communist. The only one that says it is Tucker Carlson and Mark Levin. And maybe a couple other people. I imagine Dan Bongino would say it. But everybody's afraid to say the word communist. They'll say leftist. They'll say Democrat. They'll say progressive. What's progressive about communism? Millions of people have died under communism. There was a comedian, Richard Jenny. Do you remember him? He took his own life, but while he was here, he was good. And he did a skit where he would say, I'm taking the iron board and I'm hitting the water. I'm going to Cuba. I'm going to Cuba where it's free. And you see the people coming in from the southern border. You see those kids, those children, right? Those are cartel hostages. You know all those people that have, they're getting their passage through the cartels. And they're going to pay for years and years. There's a gang mortgage on every one of those lives. And that's how weak we are. And don't think our enemies don't see. I often joke and say, one day the average American's going to come out of his house and he's going to see Russian tanks in the street and Chinese road guards, and he's going to think it's a parade. We're in trouble. And drugs is chemical warfare presented to us by the Chinese, just like germ warfare has been presented to us by the Chinese. We are all guinea pigs. We are in a giant experiment how to destroy the United States using chemical and germ warfare. If 600,000 Americans die from germs, nobody says boo. It's fate. It's a disease. But when you're mating bats with Democrats, you know, that's germ warfare. And that's one germ. And they're improving on it. They've got studies now. They know which countries got affected the worst. And they'll tailor that germ to kill people. Germ warfare is a priority over nuclear warfare. Because after everybody's dead, with nuclear, so is the food supply. But with germs,
The food supply will go to feed a bigger Chinese army. You better pray for the people in Hong Kong and the Philippines. There's 110 million Filipinos who could tomorrow be under the boot of the Chinese communists. Brunei is one of the wealthiest oil and gas countries in the world. You don't think China would like to get their hands on that? And they're getting very brave. And they own a lot of politicians and business people in the United States. Did you notice that when Trump was in office, American business was forced to build in the United States? As soon as Donald was gone, they reversed course. And now everything is being made overseas. And they can't wait for all these people to get across the border because they're going to have slave labor right here in the United States. And the social platforms, they're all KGB promoters. Facebook is the worst, followed by Twitter. And the media is no good whatsoever. The New York Times endorsed Fidel Castro, called him the George Washington, Cuba. You see what Cuba looks like? You want to see what the 1950s were like? Go to Cuba. They're living the 1950s. It is sad. Now, I watched a president, I call him... I sent them a Dear China Joe letter, D-E-E-R. The communists will tell you the Second Amendment is obsolete. You don't need an AK-47, which will be coming into the country shortly from China when the revolution goes to stage four. There's four stages of communism. One, organize. Two, mobilize. Three, socialize. Socialism is peaceful revolution, and when that fails, and it is going to fail, they're going to have no choice. They're going to go to violent revolution, and then you'll see gun smuggling. And the Democrats will never stop guns, illegal guns. You know why? Because they can't stop drugs. And anybody can buy a gun from a drug dealer. No paperwork. And we're looking at guns as a big threat. Wait till the communists go to C4. You don't think that can't happen? And then we get used to it. It's conditioning. See, once you've been mugged, you know, you get used to it. Once somebody punches an old lady and knocks her into a fire hydrant, hits her head on the ground, and walks away like it's part of his day's work, you know we're in trouble. You know we're in trouble. And girls, you got to at least take a gun safety course. If you never own a gun or you never buy a gun, take a gun safety course. Because one day a gun may fall into your lap and it may be your last chance to save your life. Okay, we're going to hit a tune. Let me see what I can find. Here's a nice one. I dedicate this tune. First off, let me mention Orientals. The Chinese American people are the greatest people on the face of the earth. They are humble. They're polite. They never get in your face. People, they are great people, and they love this country, and they all voted for Trump. So, I'm dedicating this tune to the Latino people. Do you know on the Vietnam War, there are 9 guys named Rodriguez. There are 9 guys named Gomez. That's the most with one name. Latinos have been serving this country since the Alamo. Yeah. And when you come here, be one nationality from another country. But once you're here and you start to blend in, you are Americano. This tune is called Above All. It's about the sacrifice of Christ. I use it to explain the sacrifice of the American GI, the black and the Latino. Those who divide us will destroy us. Like Ben Franklin said, gentlemen, if we don't hang together, surely we will all hang separately. And if we fall, there's no one taking us in. They're taking us out. The last words that you will not hear is kill the Latino and kill the black man, kill the white man, kill the Oriental. The last words that you will hear before you die is kill the Americans. So if you're going to die like one, let's live like one.
Like a rose, trampled on the
Have you ever seen the commercials for Tunnels to Towers, where for $11 a month you can build a legless GI a home and make his day a little bit easier? These are all young guys missing limbs, and they're going to have a lifetime of discomfort and pain, and they're going to have mental issues. Who wouldn't, right? When you see so many ads for Tunnels to Towers, one guy, and they're all big, strong guys. One guy says he's got to call his kids to get them off the bathroom floor. You know, Tunnels for Towers made his world easier. $11 a month. You know, you can't feed a dog for $11 a month. And here you have an opportunity to help someone get off the floor. So I just wanted to mention that. And my next subject is the Constitution of the United States, the second, I call it, the second amen. And here it is. It's only about three lines. Now you hear China Joe saying, you don't need a big gun to go hunting deer. This is not deal legislation. You hear Cuomo saying, you don't need 20 rounds of ammunition to shoot a deer. New York deer carry guns. Yeah. No, it's not the deer amendment, folks. That's communist double talk. It is the Second Amendment. And here's what it says. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Today that could be translated with tone F with us. Yeah, so it's not the Deer Amendment. It's the Survival Amendment. A well-regulated militia. And if you remember your history, that's not being taught anymore. British troops were sent to Lexington and Concord to confiscate everybody's weapons. And that was the first shot fired in the American Revolution. So I just wanted to let you know that. And we will give you a little rock and roll back to the 50s. Did you know in the 50s there were no divorces in the United States? You couldn't get a divorce in the United States. I think there was one state that they used to sneak into, but you couldn't get a divorce. You had to go to Mexico. Oh, he got a Mexican divorce. You had to go to Mexico. And the only ones who could afford a divorce were Hollywood stars. You ever see them when they introduce their children? This is my son, XY, out of Jonathan Stone. And this is my son, YZ, out of Burt Shuganoff. It's like the dog kennel lists. But anyway, having said that, I'm going to give you a little rock and roll back to the 50s. Did you know in the 50s, 3 out of 5 songs had God in them? Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon moon.
bomb 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 bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boo.
Oh, 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 oh,
dang, 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 ding it, on, ding, boo. Boom, boom, boom.
You know, communism is all over the world, and their targets are the poor. Their biggest enemy is Christianity, because if they can get every Christian out of the church and into communist indoctrination camps, they would rule the world. I have a friend named Jimmy from Brooklyn. He is a big anti-communist. He has been studying communists since he was a kid. He used to go to all their meetings, and he would pick up all their periodicals. And he's probably got a house full of paper, but he is an expert on communism. Did you know that Earth Day is Lenin's birthday? Yeah. He tells me they're big on dates. But anyway, he gave a lecture up at West Point. And after he was finished speaking and on the dangers of communism, the cadets, now this is like 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago, the cadets came up to him and said they're being indoctrinated right there at West Point. Race indoctrination. So that's how long we've been brainwashed. That's how long. And we are being brainwashed daily by the media. I'm sure you've been shocked by some of the things you've learned and saw. Okay, so having said that, we're going to talk about unity. We must all come together. I think I already mentioned it. Ben Franklin said, gentlemen, if we don't hang together, surely we will all hang separately. And like I say, if we fall, there's nobody going to take us in. How many blacks in China? I think it's 4. How many blacks in Russia? I think it's 6. This is your home, buddy. Don't burn it down. Okay, so the Arabs have a great saying. You know what it is? The Arabs say, the fingers are different, but the hand is the same. And when you close that hand, you make a fist, and then you strike. So you keep that in the back of your mind, that you're a different finger,
but you belong to the hand. I'm going to play an Arab tune, but the girl sings it in French. Solve the police problem? Double the pay. Double the pay tomorrow. You want to be a housewife kissing your husband goodbye in the morning and you don't know if the two guys show up at the door that night and tell you he's no longer with us? Double the pay. They're not getting paid enough for all the crap they got to take. Everybody's apologizing for them. I'm sorry, we have the police department. These politicians.
if somebody said they were vaporized tomorrow and say, oh, time for a new crop. But anyway, double the pay. And here's something. You can't win if you can't say the word communist. If you are already brainwashed, you know what you do? Check behind your left ear. See if there's a drain plug there. If there's no drain plug, it means they got you already. Welcome to the last outpost of freedom. People are starting to lose hope. Their children are being brainwashed in communist propaganda schools. Moral decay is encouraged. Everywhere the military has been weakened. We have been in a soft coup for years. Now it all is coming together. Our enemies are out in the open. Corruption is everywhere. We are no longer a pluribus unum people. We are a divided people. The American president was cheated out of a fair election, and people aren't looking forward to the next election because they now believe their vote doesn't count. Now socialist platforms run the government. Communism rules sports. Dear China Joe, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. The word for today is militia. Militias need big guns. You can't stop a cannon with a pitchfork. The boys of 1776 knew that one day we would be in this situation. The time has come to push back the communist offensive. George Santayana says, those who ignore the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. Cicero says, the enemy within the gates is worse than a murderer. And never vote Democrat communist. The Democrat Party used to be the immigrant party. It used to be the party of fortune hunters, people that were coming here to make their way in the world. The United States said, that Statue of Liberty said, come on. Come on in. We'll take care of you. So Cicero says the enemy within the gates is worse because he wears his banner as if he is one of us. In the meantime, in the dark alleys, he plans our destruction. And never vote Democrat communist. So the Democrats were once the party of the people. And now they just use the people. Most of the Irish, they came here with Democrats. They voted Democrats. The Democrat Party helped them. You're always going to help. You're going to vote the hand that feeds you. Over the years, the party changed. And you hear people saying, I didn't leave the party. The party left me. Never vote a Democrat communist. Time to say the word communist. Left is a directional on your steering wheel. You see how many of these broadcasters are afraid to say the word communist? The closest they'll say is left. Left is nothing. Left is a feather. Communist is a club. Left is a directional on your steering wheel. Communism and communist stunts are what is killing us. Slavery is back, and the massa is communism. So having said that, we'll wake you up with the eye of the tiger. Navy, you're in trouble. You better wake up. An Iranian fisherman with an AK-47 captured two Navy boats, and they put the sailors on display, and everybody laughed. The whole world laughed at us. We're too soft, Navy. You got to get your act together. And remember the words of the Navy hymn. Give you a little smooth samba. Family is everything. And the American family, you're not coming to my house for dinner, and I'm not coming to yours. But we have things in common as Americans. And family is one of them. So within that family, there's another family, the American family. And we have to find what we like in each other and use that as our guide. Hard work is one thing that brings us together. But it looks like the workforce doesn't want to come back. Oh, man. It is really something. There's a picture of the building of the Empire State Building. And there's a line of people across the street waiting for somebody to fall off so they can go get the job. And here we got people that don't want to come back to work. They want to work from home. Imagine you're talking to a guy in the service and you're going, how's it going? He says, oh, I'm all right. I'm with this epidemic. I have to work from home. I says, what do you do? He says, I'm a submarine commander. Okay. So we got to find the things we love and we got to stick together. Those who divide us will enslave us. And slavery is not dead. Slavery is not dead. Prostitution is slavery. Drugs is slavery. Story. After 911, before 911, I believe, my memory is playing tricks on me, Saddam took over Kuwait. So we went in and kicked him out. And
I got a call. I'm a small businessman. I got a call from the Commerce Department inviting me to go to Kuwait to the first American direct from USA trade show. And we were told everything you bring, you will sell. Could you see me lugging a crankshaft grinder that probably weighs 20,000 pounds across the desert going home because I didn't make the sale? So I brought 1,200 pounds of catalogs for small businesses, many of them in Elkhart, Indiana, to see if I could help sell some of their products. And I called them before I went and said, I'm going there. I'd like to represent you. And if somebody goes around me, will you protect me? And about 23 guys gave me, you know, an exclusive. So when we got to Kuwait, I flew in a CIA plane. And I flew through the burning oil field smoke to land. And the airport was still burned out. Then I went to the hotel, which is a beautiful French hotel. And the bottom two floors were burned out. And I had to go up to my room in a freight elevator. So the Kuwaitis were in love with us because we just kicked Saddam out and they can come home. And before that, an American could only get a 30-day visa to be in Kuwait. So what the United States did was a Kuwaiti could only get a 30-day visa to come to the USA. And a guy told me a story. He was a guard at the embassy, and a Kuwaiti was getting a visa renewed for the biggest Chevy dealer in Kuwait. The guy's name was Yusuf Al-Ghanem. And the messenger that was getting the visa renewed said, we cannot be coming here all the time. Mr. Al-Ghanem is a very important man. We cannot be getting visas for 30 days. And the lowly guard said, this is the embassy of the United States. And the most Yusuf Al-Ghanem can get is a 30-day visa. So you know what they did? They changed the staying time for the Americans to 6 months. So they were real happy. And I was among a bunch of young Kuwaitis. All the American troops that were in Kuwait were not allowed into Kuwait City. They were in a camp outside the city. And I think the reason for that was they were afraid that they were going to steal their girls. Because the young Kuwaiti guys used to say to me, Mr. Tom, can you bring us Joe Weider products? We want to bulk up like the Americans. It was funny. But there they were. So about a year later, the love wore out. And I happened to be reading an English written, a Kuwaiti newspaper. And the author of an article is complaining that the Americans are here too long, and they don't deserve to be here. So there's a rock and roll song called The Do Run Run. So I took the words of The Do Run Run, and I don't remember all of them now, but it's in my book. And I used the melody of The Do Run Run. And I wrote what this guy was complaining about. And some of the words went like this. Now the Americans are here, and we are crying in their beer. For Saddam, we give big cheer. Daduran run. Yeah, Saddam came, he took my Porsche. But it's a pretty good tune. It's a pretty good tune. I also have one that says, "Won't you wear a flag pin, O'Reilly?" He never wore a flag pin. And some of the intellectuals will tell you, what are you, a medal warrior? You have to wear a flag pin? Yeah. So I did Welcome Home Bill Bailey for Bill Riley. And in my book, I have that song too. And one of the lines is, won't you wear your flag pin, O'Reilly? Won't you wear that pin? The nation cries all night long. And another part of it says, patriotism's not a sin. Won't you wear your pin? So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that. And now I'm going to play for you the Do Run Run. It's coming, boys. It's coming. Oh, it won't play. Okay, I'll give you day by day. Oh, we may be out of time.
Seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone. I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
My mother-in-law was in a nursing home, and I put together a collection of songs from her time and put them on a CD, and we set up the CD player so she could hear the songs from her time. And everybody in the nursing home, including the nurses, loved it. There's a whole market out there for people that are laying in beds for music. Anyway, I'm going to, there are a lot of people out there, 65,000 Americans, and this year alone have died from drug overdoses. That fentanyl is a killer. And the only way you can beat drugs is never do the first one. Never do the first one, you're jammed tight and jelly free. Once you think you're a scientist, you start experimenting, you're hooked. And you know, it's the saddest thing to see. You ever see a junkie that's spaced out? How sad is that? To think that a mother gave birth to him, breastfed him, or her, and gave him love all the way up until the day she lost him. The only way you beat drugs is never do the first one. Quick pro-life message. My sponsor is JC. Today, 4,100 American babies had their heads cut off. Shudder to think of it. Planned slaughterhood kills 3,000 a day. 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, 700 Latino babies. Lord, receive those souls and give them new life. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to talk about infiltration of Catholic universities by the communists. Everyone is under siege and has an element that is Antichrist.
University of Notre Dame proudly presents its marching band, the Band of the Fighting Irish.
Okay, we're getting ready to shut down before the triangulation truck can pinpoint us. The Democrat triangulation truck. We're all under the watchful eye. And I don't trust the FBI. So we're going to close the song that built this nation. The Star Spangled Banner. So, just before I hit the play button, may the wind be at your back. May the road rise to meet you. May you be in heaven 10 minutes before the devil finds out you're dead. Have a good night, folks, and God bless America. Together we stand, divided we fall. You're not going to like your new boss. Listen to the roar of the ocean.
Susie!